Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Gil, where can you find us a day early?
At the Himalaya app.
There it is, Himalaya. Download the Himalaya app, follow us for exclusive first access. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you find every single podcast you love and future favorites. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has your back. Discovered personally curated plays and show your favorite podcasters love with the Himalaya tip jar. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and they're adding cool new features every single day. Go to the App Store, download Himalaya, and don't forget to follow No Chill Podcast.
Yes, sir.
On this episode of the No Chill Podcast, we got him back. Nick Young returns once again with a lot to say. If we know anything about Gilbert and Nick, they go way back and they've been going at each other since day one. Frenemies, brothers, teacher, protege, whatever you want to call it, these two are destined to be linked together forever. This time around, Nick lets us know what he's got his eye on this year in the league, what he's getting into next, and what it takes to have true swag. Also, with Gil's recent Big Three news, could we see these two on the court together again? Well, before that happens, we do know they're in the gym together, so it's about time we know what they're working on. It's the No Chill Podcast. Remember, we're out early exclusively on the Himalaya app. Be sure to download and subscribe to get every episode as soon as we drop them. Of course, you can find us wherever you get your podcast. And look out for more on the No Chill channel on YouTube. Gil, we have the swag champ returning to the podcast.
You need me, man. Hey, man. Hey, look. I'm back, baby. Let me just call this the swaggies.
Hey, first of all, the only reason you back is because you got a job last time you came on, so you figured you could come on now and get a job next week.
I know how you think, Nick. I came on a show to help, to talk trash with you. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, you got a job, and now you thought, like, oh, shit, if I get back on there.
No. Leave me alone. I'm talking about jobs.
With his out of work ass.
Let's talk about this one-on-one we had the other day. I'm out of work, but let's talk about this one-on-one we had the other day.
Look, I just came off the stomach flu trying to get my body back and trying to get my little workout. And my first workout. And you want to try to take advantage of me?
You don't want to call me. Meet me at 360. Let's go right now.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to. I didn't think he was close. That motherfucker was around the corner.
I was just sitting and watching TV. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
He was waiting for the call.
I was waiting for him.
All right, so there were no cameras there. Did anybody capture video? Do we have proof of this? Did it happen?
I ain't gonna lie. Listen. I ain't gonna lie. He scored.
Okay. Yeah, he said six quick ones.
No, because the nigga was making, he was making layups.
No. Come on, Gil.
Three layups.
I blew by you. I did the move. You were stuck. You couldn't move.
Nah.
Ain't my fault. He tried. Tell the truth.
When we play one-on-one, we just shoot little jumpers, hit mm-hmm. little jumpers here and there. You know? Nah, he wanted to go like...
He was 100%. You were at like 80. Nick was at 100%.
He was 100%.
Yeah.
He was going 100%.
Going 100%.
I was going 100%.
He was going 100%. I was sick. I had to stop every basket to get water.
You call me out, man. I don't care what you want. You call me out, man.
The problem ain't that he won. The problem is... I came off sickness, ain't played basketball in 4 or 5
you
years.
You just told the big three.
And I got when I come for you.
Nick,
that's not till
no,
June.
But he's not waking up every day in the morning getting spot shots.
Yeah, spot shots.
Get your 1,000 up a day. I
gave
my 1,000.
Gave him 4 buckets.
Yeah, there you go. So the offense is still there.
4 out of 10. Yeah, okay. You give, of course, you're supposed to give me at least 1 or 2 or 3. You give it a ring. I bought you. You can't give me that. You hey man, I don't want to call me about no big three. You can't give me 4.
Well, speaking of the big three, man, I need a guard.
There we go.
And since your ass ain't in the NBA, you know, might as well come on and play. starts in June, baby. I'm going to put the same pressure Ice Cube put on me.
You ain't put that much pressure on you. Yeah.
You
was like, I'm in.
I know.
I'm in.
Come on. I ain't got the ball. I ain't got the ball or the shirts for you.
I'm going to give y'all a bunch. Y'all better come for me. I'm going like I'm going for 100 million.
Hey, man, so listen.
You gonna
come on to play, man? We can fuck the old niggas up.
I'll give me some money, man. I told you, man. 60 folios.
No, the problem is you want my contract and yours.
Hey, man, you want to win, right?
Man, listen, for child support purposes, listen, my money go to charity, brother. I don't make nothing.
That's
okay?
What I'm saying. That's
I don't get a dollar. Charity. I don't get a dollar. My shit going to charity.
Think about how big that'll be.
What?
Swaggy and give it.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. So you trying to take the money out of the charity?
No.
Look, I'm going to talk to Cube for you, man. I'm going to talk to Cube. Make you the highest paid up in there, baby.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay, that's all. You hear
give
that, Cube?
Me some of your checks,
he man. Needs to be the highest paid. If he's the highest paid, we got him.
I'm in the building. I only want to play for one team. What's the name of it?
The enemies, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your.
I'm not going in no draft pool.
It's kind of like your shit, you know?
Yeah,
most hated.
Most hated enemies.
The most hated be the enemies.
Got to play with a bocce.
Hey, speaking of most hated, how come you ain't never give me no motherfucking gear?
Because, man, you like really most hated. Like, I can't.
I'm really the most hated. Like, I should
like,
have
the other
that
day,
gear.
Like, I was just wanting, you know, going on Instagram and I seen you, picture of you talking about.
Tristan?
Chloe.
Yeah, because they be trying to tear down an NBA man, my dude. Like, come on, man. We NBA players, man. We know we get bitches.
We know we get bitches, man.
Don't try to tell the world that he cheated. Girl, he done fucked 100 bitches. he done fucked 100 bitches.
No,
you just found out about two. Come on. Every little city we go.
Area codes.
Woo!
You seen her do that little thing?
Huh?
You see her come out and say what happened?
She gave her side of the story.
Yeah. Who did? The Jordan girl?
Yeah.
Who cares?
She said it was only a kiss.
Cool. Kissed his dick.
Nah, she said like he just kissed her out of nowhere though. That's what I was like, kind of mad.
Man, everyone always. I hate when people do something and then they try to retract
it.
Like, look, if you kissed the dude or you got smashed
own
out,
it, right?
Just okay, and you know, shit.
He said, he kissed me goodbye. I don't know where it came from. He just kissed me goodbye.
Man. Hey, man, listen.
Well, it's been a good week for me, though, man.
It has?
Yeah.
You see me everywhere with Will Smith, Big Willie. I killed you in 1-on-1. What else I did? Kevin Hart. I talked about you to always bring you out. I got to bring my friends because I can't go to the top without my friends. I can't make it without them.
Yeah, you did do the coldest ball. How you get on that?
I'm a star, man. Sweaty P, baby. You know?
Nah, because that's some bullshit. I got to speak to Ken about that. Cause
that's your guy, too.
Yeah, our kid's best friend. So we at the soccer field all the time talking jokes. And then we play poker together. And the fact that that nigga didn't put me on the goddamn...
Y'all do too much together. That's what it is. You poker together. Y'all like, you know, me.
I want to be on the coldest balls. I got shit to say on there.
You got punchlines.
You might say too much. Yeah, I say too much. That's what it is.
Hey, that's no fun. That's what he be saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're going to get me fired.
Yeah. You know, a good. I could be commercial and I could come over here and like talk trash with you. Like I got both sides love me. Like
I do. Listen, I do like the little thing with Barry Davis. I like that.
I was acting, baby. I'm about to do my thing, man. I don't need the NBA. I'm like a star. I'm an actor. I'm Swaggy P.
He's got charisma, but Gil has charisma too. Speaking, he did
his
Adidas commercials, EA Sports
too
commercials.
Dark, though. He like too dark. Like he'll talk about your mama coochie and all kinds of stuff.
That's real.
He too dark though. like you do good in like what's that like golf? What they call it? They sell and they like do the dress up in like black and white, like
Masked Singer.
Yeah. What? You do good like in golf. You know, You don't know what I'm talking about. Look it up.
I didn't go to special ed. I went to regular classes, so I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Golf. Like the rock band people, they be doing like crazy stuff. Like they talk about your mama and all that crazy. It's on Comedy Central. Look it up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll look that up. Yeah. But, you know.
You should supposed to know this. You white.
Yeah. You're supposed to know this, man. You're like a Marilyn Manson type man.
How about Gil's swag level?
Shit.
Where we at right now? Swag level?
Depends on what you're talking about. Like clothes, he can never address.
We know. Let's work backwards, right? We got confidence. You got something to work with there. You got confidence.
No. It's different.
Tell the man you have confidence. He knows.
No,
I'm
pretty sure he learned
on the court.
Like, he's the man on the court. Off the court, like I said, you got stars on the court like him. You got the Kobe's, him. They the stars on the court.
But he's not afraid to say anything that comes to his mind. That's confidence.
But off the court, like he just
okay. Let's go there.
Because he's in the fashion.
Just another dude passing by. Just another dude passing by.
Oh, you gotta remember this era versus our era. Our era, we wasn't really.
Yeah, we wasn't.
You know how you get off the bus, they dress for that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys is dressing for that moment of the bus coming to the arena.
Man, you know, I did that.
I did that. Like half the time I was in the
arena. Wait, is he the first?
I did that. Swaggy P. Mm-hmm. I did that.
That's what I said. That's what they were. They were too busy trying to look good. That little 5 minutes.
That's the big.
But Nick,
thing,
you
though.
Look good. You play good.
Yeah, you look good. You play good.
I didn't want to be seen by the camera. I was already in the gym shooting, working out.
You know, it's more than just basketball now. You know what that's saying? I'm more than an athlete or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look what it did for him.
Right.
Look what it made him.
Star.
Kevin Hart, Will Smith.
Big Willie, I'm in a movie on Netflix coming up, baby. Look, man, check me out, man. Little old me. Your protege from 2 years going to the strip club with you to you shooting me with paintball guns to me taking the rap for you when you was getting in trouble to you bringing turkeys and everything, getting kicked out the house and having Thanksgiving with me. Made me a star, man. You kind of helped me too, though. I learned a little bit from you.
Hey, man, listen, fuck all that Netflix and Will Smith and all that, man. What happened in Denver? Why you ain't stay up in Denver? That's what we care about. Like, you got a job. You got an NBA job, you know, and...
It just wasn't the right situation, you know?
It's a fit.
Yeah, it's a fit.
Like, you know, it's so funny.
Like,
everybody
was like, it was like an injury exception. Like, everybody, once they came back, I was like... No,
you know what I hate about the NBA, like the little slogans and shit. You know, sacrifice, win championships. Right. We'll look out for you. And then half the people on Golden State team that won championships ain't even got no motherfucking job.
That's how they do you.
They sacrificed to come right over there, and then I guess averaging 1-2, motherfucker. Nobody wanted their ass after. They got a ring. Hey, did you ever get your ring yet?
Nah, I'm supposed to go up there. In like a couple weeks.
What? Nah, because I know it sounds like a joke, but usually you're supposed to be on the team, and when your team go there, they present you with the ring. So, you going to buy a ticket?
Nah, they used to, you know.
You can buy a ticket?
Nah, man, I'm just going to get my ring. I need the ring.
I'm just saying, was it fan night? I mean, what they go?
Yeah, it's fan night. I got my own bobblehead. I got a bobblehead.
A bobblehead night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bobblehead night for you?
Bobblehead, get him a ring.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, that's cool.
That is cool. Well, see that you get your own spotlight.
Your plus one? Could I cut? Yo, want me to show up?
You going live?
Because you remember I called you with the ring. I said, yo, this ring coming, y'all got? That shit is hot.
I ain't seen it yet.
Yeah,
you know.
You ain't seen nobody with it? You ain't seen JaVale's nothing?
Mm-mm.
Did he get his? Because I didn't think he was at that game, right?
Yeah, he just got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This ring.
You're the only one left.
Yeah.
Mm. This ring is hot, though. I ain't even gonna lie. This ring, you know, reversible and shit like that. Shit nice.
Like it spins?
You ever came close to getting a ring? No. You always lost to LeBron the first round. That's crazy.
No, I only really played two playoffs.
You only really lost every time to LeBron.
No, I only played two. I played
not like this.
Chicago.
That time.
I played Chicago.
We got
and then
ring
that, that time. That
you
was it.
That time.
What you did
time?
Last. You did this
time.
Last time.
What time?
He wants to do the foul.
You said that was
that
only
time.
To do.
What'd you say?
Nick, you brought this
what
up last time.
The time they beat us. That was the only time. I didn't
what
play
time?
The second and third
you
season.
Said that time when I tapped you. You said that time when I tapped you.
Yeah, that was the second time I lost. That was it. I didn't play the third and the second and the third. I was hurt already. I was hurt.
You came back, man.
I was hurt.
He beat you like 4-3 times.
He beat the Wizards 3 or 4 times.
You was on that team, Gibber.
I was on a team, but I wasn't playing.
Yes, you did.
When Soulja Boy came out and did
I wasn't got playing. 11.
I wasn't playing. After that. I wasn't on the court.
Yes, you was.
Dude. I wasn't on the court. When y'all when they was doing all that.
I remember. That was my rookie year. That was my first time going to the playoffs.
I wasn't
ever.
Playing. I played two games. That was it of that series.
Thank you. You got smacked. They killed you.
I wasn't playing.
It was a sweep. Of course was you hurt. Wasn't gonna play. You hurt. Lost the three in a row.
It's coming off injury. Wasn't the same, hibachi.
Shit, that ain't been the same since.
But then we also saw when he, after Denver, you were playing in Calabasas and he came to your game.
Yeah. That was before.
It was like a
that
fan club. Was it before? Yeah.
What?
You, playing in you went IG Live?
On my, when I was playing in the adult league.
You wouldn't leave him alone.
Oh, he was trash, man. Because I played in that same adult league and I averaged like 38,
man,
40.
You can't. How I'm trash and I smacked you every time. You know you ain't never beat me when you was a real hibachi to middle.
You never
hibachi.
Seen a real hibachi. You weren't even in the league. You came in when I was hurt already.
Oh, I got water right here.
I was already hurt.
Oh, man. I've been beating you all your life, man. Golly. That's one thing I can say. That's my trophy. Have you ever beat me in 1-on-1?
We've never finished a game in 1-on-1. We've never finished a game 1-on-1. You quit.
Have
we
you
quit.
Ever beat me?
Every time I get ready to beat you, you quit. Every time you get ready to beat me, I quit.
You never came close to beating me. You has never been ahead.
Again, Gil, if there's not video,
this is
we have
sad.
No proof.
This is some sad shit.
Nick, that's what you have to do.
This
have someone film this.
Sad shit, boy.
But look, though, man, long as he, if he in the big three together, man, if he playing together, man, you know, I like to play with you, man. That's the only reason.
Because you know I'm going to give you the ball.
Nah, I just like to see you out there. You know, you like a big brother, like, seeing you out there, like, oh, dog, I'm playing with Gil again. Like, we about to go on roads, go to the strip club again, like we used to. Get back on the road.
I ain't going to the big three to go to no strip clubs, brother. That ain't my life no more. Okay?
I got the text message. The truth out.
I got a text message, man. Hey, big three, baby, where all my holes at? Where are you dusty bitches at? Come out of the Wolves worms.
What cities are you going
to? I'm coming back on the road, baby. Where y'all at?
Because
Vashon will be the finest nigga on the big three, so you know all the places for me.
Where are we going? Like, if he do, if I
got
do.
No competition. So they need to promote that. They need to promote that. And they want to get the ladies in the arena. They need to promote that. I don't know who y'all put on your flyers.
Oh, man. Who is it? Oh, they got some nice young. This one, they got Frank Nitti coming. I seen that.
Oh, yeah. I see Frank. Frank entered.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
You know, since they put that age of 27, a lot of young players is coming in now.
So you got a guard like Frank Nitti, though. Like, you ready for that? Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you can't, like, you know.
Listen.
It's early.
I didn't play defense when I was younger, okay? So I ain't got to worry about guarding him. I play offense,
man,
baby.
The strip club a little too much, man.
I play offense, baby.
Me like that again.
I play offense, baby.
Yeah, that's the thing when you guys played the other night. Yeah. He's not a defender.
Killed him. Mm-mm. I see it.
He still get his shots off, right?
Yeah,
the percentage will get better.
Like he was, I thought he was like, because he get your 25 up day 31, up 6'8".
That's my shooting.
I'm back, baby, losing 25 pounds. I'm back.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Ice Cube, I'm going to be playing like $100 million when I get out there.
I got 4 months.
Right.
So he called me. What's up? I'm back into y'all killer. You see my move? You seen that move between the legs? Bop, 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 bop. Come see me right now. Okay, let me see you, Mr. Hibachi.
I went up Nick showed there. Up right away.
He showed up. I made sure. I was like, yeah, I'm here now, ready. He goes, oh, damn, you thirsty? You see me? You see me go bop, bop, bop on Instagram.
That nigga so thirsty to come get me, boy. That nigga.
He said, damn, you thirsty? You here before me? You thirsty? Talking crazy. Yeah.
Girl, he just wants a shot.
That's all. That's what it was. He figured, oh, I know he was sick. I know he ain't been working out like that, so I'm going to just bust his ass real quick, talk a little shit. You know?
It's like, you know,
I got the June, baby.
Like when the big brother, yeah, like it's the like little brothers start being better than the big brother.
It's like Karate Kid.
You ain't
right?
better than me.
Killing you, Gil.
Just got different games. We just got different games.
That's all offense, though. I think you guys on the same team.
Yeah. But it ain't going to be no same team if it's money.
No, we're going to get... We're gonna,
you need this partnership.
We got it.
60-40.
I got you, man.
Ain't gonna be nothing to split.
I got you, man. I'm gonna treat you better than Denver did.
Yeah, it's like Gil. Okay. It's like a, you have a recruitment trip, right?
I'm gonna treat them better than Denver did. Yeah. Okay. See, I'm gonna treat you better. I'm gonna treat you better than they did over there. Okay. I got you, baby. All the shots, all the tips. Have your own little Nick Swaggy P section, everything. I got you.
Sell most hated gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I got you like LeVar Ball, baby. Got you like LeVar Ball. Come up to the pop-up shop.
What happened? Did he shoot a shot too fast? Like talk trash too fast? Dad? When he thought Ball was about to get traded? Can Ball come back in Ball?
For the Lakers?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's over?
Mm-hmm. He's a good point guard. He's a good guard. Gets the ball up the court, pass the ball to open men. But the fact that he's not an aggressive player where he can create shots for everyone else, you know, I would have kept, you know, Russell. You know, because he's so aggressive that everyone can get open because everyone has to stop the ball. The fact that, you know, Lonzo doesn't attack anyone to force anyone to double him is, you know, what Lakers start to realize, like, you know, we'd rather deal with Rondo and just, you know, get rid of you for something else.
I think that hurt his confidence when they brought in Rondo.
Right.
So he's like,
he need his own team. I think he needs to go in.
I think he needs to know what he's great at. I think he knows he's a two guard that just passes the ball well.
Because he doesn't look to shoot that way.
But that's what I said. So if you don't look to shoot as a two guard, if you don't look to shoot as a point guard, how are you supposed to get anybody open? So now I just pass you the ball. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna do my own thing. I still gotta bop, bop, bop. The point of having shooters around you is you creating open shots for them. So the fact that I gotta give you the ball and you still gotta bop a dude, what do you need me for?
I think he still needs to go to like Phoenix or Orlando or something, man. Get his chance to like shine and.
What's he gonna do like with Booker?
Booker's gonna be like, just give me the ball. Give me the ball.
But still, it's not like so much limelight. And plus, he could beat him. I think he needs a fresh start, like the hoop, because he could hoop. To me,
it didn't go nowhere.
To be like, honest, the game don't leave.
But like you see, like how Trae Young looks.
He started off rough too a little bit.
He was still getting there. You can see, like, okay, he has potential to do something. There's never been a game where you'd be like, all right, Zoe's about to be.
Yes, yes. And plus, they don't give him as much freedom as they give Trae Young. I love Trae Young.
No, that's his game. But that's Trae Young's game. That's not Zoe's game. I get the ball, rebound, pass it up, get it back. He's coming, pass it
like
him.
Like a Jason Kidd is what they wanted to be.
But he's not Jason Kidd.
No, not yet.
But as I said, Jason Kidd was a passer. He was a freak of nature. So he's driving, he's creating, he's passing, he's doing this. Zoe just sits at the top of the key and just hot potatoes.
He could push that thing, though.
Push it to the top of the key.
And then pass it to you.
But
do you think that's personality, though? Like, yeah. J-Kidd was like alpha dog. I'm not going to be a scorer.
I think it's just his style. And, you know.
But you think who they had? Remember
Jason
they had,
Kidd also didn't have the best player in the world playing with him, neither.
Remember they had
they
Jim
did?
Jackson?
They had Jim Jackson and Mike Mashburn.
Mashburn compared to LeBron?
Of course. But I'm just saying, at those times, those two dudes was all-stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, LeBron demands so much. And that's a lot of
pressure. I said it. When LeBron got there, his stats numbers was going to go down.
Yeah.
But you think it's more of a character fit, right? Like...
Yeah, I don't want a young guy. I think this summer the Lakers is not going to need him.
You don't look good right now.
Kuzma might be out there. Ingram. I mean, Ingram. But that's how the NBA is. By the time you hit your third season, you should be tapping into all-star performance. So everybody wanted to get him traded his first 2 years when he was only 18 years old. Mm-hmm. Now he's in his third year, and he's tapping into his ability. So the fact that you do have a rising star, I don't see how the Lakers get rid of Ingram this summer.
Yeah.
Like he's showing that, oh shit, he's tapping into his ability.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah, Kuzma's better. Yeah, but Kuzma's 23. You know, Ingram's 21. So, you know, this one is already, ceiling is already out. You know, you have a solid guy in Kuzma, so you get rid of him while he has that, you know, that name that, you know, people like. You know, but I don't see him, you know, I don't see Kuz, you know, part of the Lakers' future for the long run.
And you see Ingram, I think they all mentally messed up, but I think Ingram's coming out that shell that he was in.
I think that helped him because now he's a little pissed off.
Yeah.
He's way more aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what it takes, though. You know, it's, you know, I guess, you know, you got Kobe, you know, when you come in, Kobe's on the team, and then you got your first year by yourself. But, you know, your first year by yourself, you're still 19, 20. You still don't know what to do. Yeah. And then, boom, LeBron comes in on your third year, you know, and then you're still trying to play that little, you know, what do I do role. Yeah. And then your ass about to get traded. And you're like, oh, shit, let me take this shit serious.
That's why, I mean, Trae Young, you said he's in a great place right now because he has no one in his way. They're letting him be free.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's how it is. But that's how it is when you're young anyway.
Four overtimes.
Yeah. That's how it is when you're young anyway. You get on the team, you become a star, you do your thing, and,
so
and
then hopefully they do. They're going to give it to Luka because the hype in the beginning.
If Trae comes on, though, I think
Trae comes on at the end, it might be one of those things where it depends on what their numbers look like.
36.
I said it depends on what their numbers look like. If they're really close, they'll probably do Cole.
But to me, I think like Luka had a better core like team group than Trae Young in the beginning.
Not now though. Yeah.
Not now.
They're both like nice.
Now it's like okay.
So you can put up good numbers on a bad team. That's really where both of them are at. But yeah, for Luka, for sure, it's going
to. I hate it when people say that. Oh, he only put numbers up on a bad team. What the fuck do I supposed to do? Fucking W.
I'm supposed to suck too.
Fuck. Somebody got to do it, right?
Yeah, somebody.
Somebody got to get a bucket.
But eventually, like they'll come back down to earth if they get help. Like if for Luka, he's got Porzingis coming there next year. It's going to be different.
The better Luka's team is, the better Luka looks.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying.
You know, he's the type of player that looks very good on very good teams.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a standout on a bad team, but when you put better players around him, he play his skill level in heightens because he's been playing professional. You know, because Trae just plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's used to sorry ass teams where he gets to just chuck shit. you know, his whole college career. Or his shit, one year.
But I think their whole team just young too, though. Atlanta
he's the guy on that team. He knows he's the one that can create his own shot. So, you know, even though he's the rookie, you know, he looks around like, well, shit, I'm the only one who can really get that thing going. So now he's probably at the point where, oh, I need to take 20, 30 shots.
Yeah.
And what if Nick had that?
I wish I had that when I was a rookie. I had this stupid motherfucker next to me.
What?
Huh?
You lucky we drafted you, brother.
I didn't want to go there. Now look at them.
That's bad.
I told you they got bad karma. I'm happy too. Stupid ass.
You lucky, bro. You lucky we got you, bro.
Try to do my man like that.
Huh?
Try to do my man like that. Now look at their ass. Look at them dumb ass wizards. They were talking bad about me and all kind of stuff. Look at you. Yeah, drink this water. Karma is crazy.
That's a real thing, huh?
Yeah, karma is crazy. It was bad mouth of me, trying to blackball me, kicked you out the league.
They ain't kicked me out of the league.
They kicked you out.
How'd they kick me out of the league, Nick?
Because they were trying to get that money back.
I played on Orlando. I played for Memphis. They kicked me out. You know what kicked me out, Nick?
They kicked you out.
You know what kicked me out?
You was kicked out for 1 year, came back, played with Orlando, came back looking crazy. Beard, hair looking like you was on the corner acting for change. And then you helped me that year. That was my year.
Yeah, that was your year. Yeah, I was done. I was gone. I was out of there.
Yeah.
Then I went to Orlando.
And then it was over.
And then that motherfucker wanted to play mind games with me. And then I went to Memphis.
So thank you. You couldn't take
then
that.
Then I went to Memphis.
You couldn't take my life.
And then I went, to Memphis.
You stopped.
No, then I realized. No,
everybody can't take the mind games and the life.
No, it wasn't about the mind games. It's like, wait a minute. What I need to, why I need to keep playing hard and they owe me $88 million? Why do I need to keep playing hard at these fucking mind games with these stupid ass coaches and I get $88 million, okay? See? You want me to sit on the bench? Huh? Well, you put me in the game and sub me out. I can do that shit at home, motherfucker. I can sit on the couch, sub.
You don't like being a sixth man?
I wasn't no sixth man.
What were you?
I was like 15. I don't know what the fuck that nigga did with me, okay?
In Orlando?
He put me in, I scored 3 buckets, he subbed me out, sit me there for the rest of the goddamn
game.
Oh,
so mad,
man. I was like the...
They wanted me to kill you.
You know how Anthony Davis is right now? They just sit him in the fourth quarter for no goddamn reason. Just sit him there. Just sit. You ain't trying to win. No, just sit him on. And that's what it was doing to me.
Orlando ain't been the same neither.
So I said, you know what? I don't need to run up and down for these people no more, baby.
You can't just send me that. A lot of people can't take the mind game.
I couldn't.
I know you couldn't. Nah, I got tired.
But as I said, if it ain't about basketball, I ain't want nothing to do about it. So you know, after Memphis, I was like, I just go to China, have fun in China. Got hurt, and then I was like,
It took you some time. You had to figure things out.
You know, you keep getting injured. I mean, you know, that's why I'm all for Derrick Rose. You know, you keep getting injured mentally, you start losing a part of yourself. And I just was like, you know what? I don't want to do another surgery anymore. So
and you couldn't do what you used to do. You didn't think there was a point to it, but you still
for the NBA. Like once, like when the mind game started coming in the NBA, I was like, I was done. You know, I just walked.
Yeah, once they start blackballing you, kicking you out and shit.
They can't blackball money, baby.
They could.
You know they wanted their money. They want their money, so they was going. They was like, Doc Rivers tried to invite me to the camp.
That was over for you, man.
Doc Rivers invited me to the camp, but they just signed J.J. Redick. They signed J.J. Redick, and I'm looking at the team like, you got J.J. Redick and Crawford. What am I? I'm not going to sit on the bench.
Kick his ass out.
Wasn't right fit.
Speaking of money,
we should talk about Robin Hood.
Robin Hood? What happened to Robin Hood?
That's right. Robin Hood, it's an investing app, Nick. Lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free.
Oh, okay. There it is. Paid sponsors, baby. Robin Hood.
Other brokerages charge you up to $10 for every trade. Robin Hood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. I can't believe it either, Nick. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as 100 most popular with Robinhood. You can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. You ready for this, Gil? Robinhood is giving listeners of the No Chill podcast a free stock.
Ooh, we get some free money?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And the good ones, too. Apple, Ford, Sprint, all to help you build your portfolio. So what you got to do? Sign up at nochill.robinhood.com.
Let's go, Robin Hood.
Let's all get rich.
That stock, baby.
Let's all get rich.
Giving out that free stock to my people.
I get money for this?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
You know, man.
So big three. Speaking of money. But no, Gil, you're saying that you have some basketball left in you.
Hell no, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I got 2 dimes left.
Just got to get
it. I got one game a week in me, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
What game of week?
We better, because if I play and you quit and say, I can't do it, I'm going to just walk off and not play no more, I'm telling you. Don't try to get me on there and you leave.
Nah, man, I'm good. I got 4 months, I'm good. 4 months, I'm good.
And the league needs you and you. Need personalities. You guys put butts in the seats.
Ain't
going to
be
no
me if I don't talk about my money.
Why you keep looking at me, bro? I don't sign contracts. I ain't getting paid.
You are getting paid.
I ain't getting paid. My money goes straight.
So all his baby mamas, he getting paid for
that. I ain't getting paid. My money goes straight to the what's the name.
You know when somebody get money, they start stuttering.
Hey, I told them, hey, listen, I ain't trying to get paid. Y'all can send my money to charity because I ain't going to child support court. Not for this league.
All right, just give it to me.
Huh?
Give it to me.
Hey, yo, you and Cube talk about that, baby. We can do it to the most hated foundation.
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
Dead ass.
I know.
Man, I don't want a dollar. I ain't getting a dollar. Not one motherfucking dollar. This shit I'm doing here for free. For free. All right.
You just want to play.
Just want to play.
Love of the game.
Get out there and play.
So you don't want to get no money to nobody, huh?
Huh? I ain't got nothing for you. Shit.
I got a lot of stuff. I want to promote on here too. I got a Swaggy Closet. It's a buy and resale. You know, I got Swaggy Closet. You go there, swaggycloset.com. Got all the best merch, best clothes out. You need to go there.
Yeah, we can give Gil a swag makeover. Yeah. Remember, let's talk about this. What happened? He had a little makeover on his own with the hair.
Like, what was...
What was I thinking? I'm just a handsome guy, and I figure, like, you're not handsome until you like by all people, you know? And that's what I'm saying. I'm like a Michael Jackson Prince icon. And, like, I represent the world, you know? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You had on pink leather tights, bro.
I know.
You had on pink leather tights with motherfucking a pink
hair.
Your girl let you get away with that?
I wear the pants in my relationship. Like, not like you, baby. Ones. Like you, baby. I walk, like, some people, they say.
Charles thought that shit was okay.
Some people.
Your daddy thought that shit was okay.
Go. Some people live in their house, or some people tiptoe, some shit. How it go? Some people walk around their house.
Listen, half the shit you know, the shit you try to come out with, I don't know, Nick, okay?
Cool.
Did your daddy think that shit was okay?
Daddy was an old player, baby.
Old player. That's what I'm saying. It's old player. Old player.
I'm a new player.
It was like on first sight. I actually didn't think it was you.
I'm a pinky.
Look at him leaning to the side.
He had the pose down, everything.
France.
That makes a lot of sense.
I told you I'm an icon.
Work for Prince.
This new era can do that. We couldn't do that in my era.
Prince did it.
Why y'all couldn't? Dennis Rodman did it.
True.
You just a jigaboo suit wearing. Let's look at this suit. Come on, let's look up some of the Gilbert Arena suits. Can I go to here?
We was in the era where we had to wear suits.
No, hell no, no, no.
I don't even some type of half suit. The stuff y'all get away with now. I don't know how's that part of the dress code.
I don't know how they changed.
They just backed off. Adam Silver probably just backed off. That.
Because
that
in our dress code, right. Like what they're wearing now, that's what we used to wear. I mean, it was a little baggy and
it was vague.
But we had to really put in suits, like really,
yeah.
Looking like a businessman. And then eventually, like just
baggy sweatsuits and tees. Iverson, Jermaine O'Neal, whoever.
But that because they wore that on a bench.
But coming to the games, we had
club out like club. Club fits.
But I think the shoe companies change that. So Adidas or Nike or whatever, if you wear an Adidas suit, a tracksuit or whatever at a game, that's cool, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know when it switched.
What changed it. And then now, like...
Not the clothes they wear.
You wear a robe to a game or
and
whatever.
And you'll be fined $50,000 for something like
Kuzma
that.
Kuzma wore a robe the other night, too.
Real? That's shout out to Kuz, man. These young fashioneers, man. Learning the game, man.
But look,
they was rocking stuff like this. This is a big suit wearing, you feel me?
Shit was fly.
That was the fly stuff I had.
Yeah, the collar out.
Collar out. Brown suit. Hold on, I got some more stuff for you too.
But the point is, you had your own style. Everyone does.
I didn't have my own style, I just wore suits.
But you wouldn't want to try to get into his lane, would you?
No.
He tried.
Fashion changes so much that I'm not spending my money on fashion like that. I don't wear clothes like that. Tried. I don't go out.
He tried.
I don't go out to wear shit like that. Just give me a white t-shirt, some jeans, some shoes.
Keep
I'm
it
good.
Simple. See, Nick, you gotta appreciate that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
He tried when he was like this. This one he was trying. See, the suits got smaller.
I want to talk about that mermaid.
Don't even ruin my life. Remember this mermaid?
Nah, I don't remember.
Look
no
at
mermaid.
You in the mermaid.
Nah, that ain't me.
That looks like a, that outfit is like a South Beach.
It's
thing,
a newer
right?
outfit, yeah. right? It's newer as
Miami
Gil.
Vice.
What happened to that Gil?
He experimented.
Nah, I don't know nothing about no mermaids.
You're trying to get me banned all my life.
Yeah, we're not talking about mermaid, you know, just the fashion choice.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got some
more. That's
yeah,
another
that
story.
Was, that was a party, so I don't go to parties no more.
Because you had
you
that,
don't go to parties no more.
Ain't nothing at a party, Nick. Ain't nothing for me at a party. Party, Nick.
That was your birthday, right?
That was a clean fit right
that
there.
That was a party. I don't do parties.
What happened
no more.
To that Gil, man?
Huh?
What happened to Gil?
He like, got older.
Nah, but you like, was like.
The point is, Nick, though, oh, okay. for Gil had that time where he was trying to party, but he grew up.
No,
matured,
no, no,
right?
No,
obviously,
no.
right?
No. I think life made him mature.
Life makes us all mature.
Yeah.
No, nah, not everybody, because some people just say, fuck it. Just... But, like, at one time, he was like, he wasn't a baking cake man all his life. Like, I'd say. Let me see when his life changed. 2013, 14.
I got older, baby.
Things slow down.
How is it, though? Like, you've been out the league for, like, 5, 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah, 5 years now.
For real?
Mm-hmm. 5, 6 years now. 6 years, yeah.
How is that, though?
What do you mean?
Like, been out that long, and you, like, still kind of, like, Gilbert.
Like the first year is the hardest. The first year, like being retired, is the hardest because you're so programmed growing up.
Yeah.
You're so programmed doing things at certain times. Man. When them times come up and you ain't got nothing to do, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. Like, so from 11 to 1, that first year is like, what the fuck do I do with this time now? You know, sit there and drive. I'll drive all the way downtown to drive all the way back, waste of 2 hours. And then from like five to 8 o'clock when you're used to going to the gym, getting ready to, now that them 3 hours, you know, back sitting in traffic. Like I go to the donut shop, sit in line to get there first and be like, I don't want anything. Go somewhere else, do the same thing to come back to the donut shop just to waste 3 hours.
I feel like that's retirement life. Yeah.
Now try explaining. Try explaining a disappearance of 3 hours. Like, yo, so what'd you do for 3 hours? I went to the donut shop. I didn't want it, so I had to drive downtown because I wanted to get something else. But I didn't like that, so I drove back to the same donut shop and got the donut. But it's like sitting there doing that every single day, trying to, you know, gather up those 2 times because I don't play golf. You know, most guys play golf and they golf all day.
So that was a hobby, really.
Yeah, that was the hardest part, just trying to, you know, in Orlando, you know, I can fish all day. You know, at the lakes, be out there fishing. But when I got here, it was just really, it's like, damn, it's just,
you could
the
fish
fuck
here.
Do I do it this time?
Gorman or some lake like that, right? Could.
That's crazy. I was wondering that. Like, well, after you, like, stop, like, going to the gym and working
Yeah, that's what I said. So, like, right like, now, you probably go to the gym at 11, still, yeah, 11 to 1.
Yeah.
But you also have to officially decide to retire. Not everybody does that.
Yeah.
Like, so you're gonna still try to play and stay active for
years. Yeah, but I mean, but you once reality hits a little bit, you start realizing like, you know, I ain't gonna get picked up no more, and those times are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you gotta remember, you're not used to being with your girlfriend between 11 and 1, so that ain't an option. You know, being with her from 11 to 1, that ain't an option. Like, no. And 5 to 8, that ain't an option either. I don't want to see you. That was a time that I didn't supposed to see you. I was somewhere. Now you think I'm going to sit on the couch with you between these two,
well,
these
did
2 hours?
Well, did you learn, like, wow, she has a whole life to herself. See what else she did.
To be honest, I don't know if you pay attention to your girl, but I didn't pay attention.
No, I just like... Like, the time now, like, I realize I could do stuff that I never could planning to leave. Like, doing a winter, like, I was just saying, I told my son, like, damn, let's go to Big Bear or something like that. Because I never went skiing because I never had the time to. So, I'm just figuring out things to do and just
Yeah, that's what I said. Now it's like you're trying to figure out things to do because, you know, it's this regular life, you never really, it never really existed because of high school, college, and NBA. So you never really had, like people don't understand, you don't have Thanksgivings with family. You don't have Christmases with family because Thanksgiving, you got to remember, someone plays on the 24th. And someone plays on a, you play on the 24th or the 26th. Yeah. So if we play on the 26th,
you're flying out.
We gotta be in that city on Thanksgiving. Yeah. So now you sitting in the ballroom eating with a whole bunch of other players that ain't, you know, so
it's
you
not
ain't
family.
It ain't family. You know.
You might get lucky one time.
And if you do get lucky, like let's say you play on the, like I say, you know, Thanksgiving's on the 24th, you play on the 25th. You gotta leave by 3 o'clock. Yeah. So y'all having Thanksgiving at noon. You're like, hey, and then you out. You know, so you don't really get to enjoy.
No, it's not kickback time. You know, it's like if you have Thanksgiving at work. You know, it doesn't feel like
you don't really.
Holiday.
So you don't get to like really spend holidays and see what's what. You know, you don't get to do. You know, like All-Star Weekend. Like, if a player can just make the All-Star. And say, oh, you an all-star, and you can take this week on vacation. Yep. Half them all-stars, the older ones, like the first timer, the first two timers, they'll probably want to play in the game. But after that, it's like I don't want, this is still work. You on Instagram looking at, damn, niggas in the Bahamas. Damn, man.
Yeah, you got to think like LeBron would like a break.
Yeah, you would like a break to be with your family and hang out and do something fun for that them little week. That,
you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Who?
LeBron.
I think so. You know, and the two teams in front of them, you got...
Clippers and the Kings.
Clippers and the Kings. I don't see the Kings or the Clippers holding on to the
Kings
spot.
Are playing hard. I
got to remember, young teams play hard, but they don't have that it factor that can get them to the spot. And but then still, same thing with Clippers.
Like
Clippers
games
is...
left, though, right?
Huh?
It's only like 20 games.
There's 20 games left. I mean, I can see the Lakers going 15-5 in the last 20.
They're going to have to.
Yeah. 20-5 gets them an eight spot.
Because the Clippers, like, with 5 games in front of them, though.
Three now. Yeah, they won last night.
Yeah.
They 3? Oh, I thought they was more. I thought they was like 34.
But there's only two games in a loss column in front of the Lakers. So.
What do you think about this, though, for LeBron? I mean, he's 34. He is declining, right? You can see his body's wearing down.
I still see him flying.
How long do you think he plays for?
Him? Mm-hmm. 40, 41.
40, 41? Hell no. I think LeBron, like, want to live. Yeah, I don't think he want to play that long. I think he might play.
His last year, I personally, his last year would be his son's rookie year.
Yeah. And that's only if
that's, that's still 4 years.
And that's you got to remember.
4 years.
And that's.
So that's 38.
So he's at 38. So he's at least 38. Then we got to remember, we put college, you got to remember, that's 38 as he's a senior.
No, his son, they changed the rule.
I know, that's what I'm saying. His son can come out in high school. And I'm pretty sure if the Lakers have a pick, I don't give a fuck that pick is 4-5-6, and his son is not 4-5-6. His son's scoring 4-5-6.
For sure. And that's the only reason he
played.
If his son wasn't like into basketball and stuff, I think
he would.
I think he played.
But if you were a big time free agent,
if I'm LeBron, knowing what I know compared to what Jordan, Kobe, and Kareem did, I'm going to play to break their records.
He's about to pass Jordan.
Yeah, but I'm going to play. Like, if I'm him, I'm playing to beat Kareem's record. Like, because at the end of the day, all people see is that name at the top. You know?
So,
even though if you're a Jordan fan, you still came from Jordan, when little kids look at it, they don't see Jordan at the top. So, it's like, eh. You know, if I'm LeBron, that James is going to be number one.
People really don't care about that, though. Like, they still, even though Kareem is the all-time leading scorer, they say Michael Jordan's the best player ever.
We say Michael Jordan's the best player because that's the era we came
from.
Y'all
say that. I don't say that. I say Kobe.
If you're 50, 60, you think Dr. J's the best ever.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Nah. In Wilt's era, everybody, there's no thought process of
not.
Jordan being better than Wilt.
Now it's like the bigs don't get as much credit as they used to back in the day. Yeah. Like Wilt and Kareem.
But that's what I'm saying. Is that it just all depends on what era you came from.
But you still can see film and compare Jordan and LeBron.
Jordan still jumps out on you on film. Yeah, you
watch
but,
Jordan highlights. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because, you know, Jordan still played through the 90s and the 2000s. Like, you talk about watching Bob Cousy dribble up and down.
Obviously, that bozo basketball.
But that's and that was
Will.
The
Will
that
was so the much bigger than everybody. That you look at him against like Shaq, it would be a totally different ballgame.
Of course,
right?
I say, who's the best player now out of Kobe, LeBron, Jordan?
Who's the best player?
Like putting them 1, 2, 3.
Mm. I would say. I'll go 1, 1, 2.
What you mean?
Like
one?
Jordan. Jordan's one in scoring. Jordan's one in scoring. LeBron's one in overall basketball, and Kobe's two in scoring.
No, Kobe scored more. He beat Jordan in scoring.
Yeah, he passed Jordan.
But I'm just saying, as a scorer,
LeBron's going to pass both of them.
But I mean, as a scorer, Jordan was just a better scorer.
You're saying LeBron's a more complete basketball
player. So it's hard for me to compare Jordan versus LeBron, and LeBron is not a natural scorer. He's not an A-Rod. He's not a home run hitter. He's a Jeter type of player. So it's like hard trying to say, all right, this guy played the game all the way around. This guy was just a home run hitter. You know, I can't compare these two, but I can compare Kobe and Jordan.
So right, very similar.
Jordan over Kobe?
Yeah.
Have to.
No, you don't have to.
Jordan was a Bugatti. His body was a Bugatti. His jumping ability, 48-inch vertical, his type 2 fibers, the way he burst, the way his speed, he's a Bugatti. Kobe was a Lamborghini.
No.
Kobe is more skilled.
He had a 38-inch vertical.
Kobe could shoot better.
He had a 38-inch vertical.
Kobe could shoot better.
38. That's like me jumping
Kobe
with you.
Kobe handle was better.
Huh?
Kobe handle was better.
Evolution.
It's all right, so he's better.
Evolution doesn't make you
evolution,
better.
Evolution, you get better.
Your skill level gets better, but you don't get better. Like, if you take away skill, you take away all the things that evolution can do. Kobe and Jordan's attributes, Kobe is not even on the same stratosphere. No. This is like Westbrook. This is like Westbrook ability versus Curry's.
Nah.
Like, you know, like Jordan had a 10-inch vertical higher than
Jordan was
Kobe.
A more free
so
athlete.
So what Kobe's vertical was 38 inches.
And what's Jordan?
46.
No.
Yes.
Jordan don't hold the all-time record in vertical leagues.
Yeah, he does.
No, he don't. Check it. See who's on there.
But it's better than Kobe's.
What'd you say?
You're not.
Bet 1,000. How much you want to bet?
The best active player is a 45
Let's
inch.
Let's look. Let's
it's
look.
45 inches.
How much you want to bet?
Chicago.
Can we bet a shot?
Zach LaVine. I don't want to go on the internet where it says you jumped 45 inch vertical. Your standing vert was 30. No. Your jumping vert was 40.
Oh, you're crazy. Let's do this.
Let's find this.
Let's find this source.
But are you saying that it's resume or skill set?
I say when you take the motors, just count the motors. One person's motor was just, it was a Bugatti.
Right.
One was a Lamborghini who tooled and changed all his attributes to get closer to Bugatti. But Kobe could have never been physically gifted like Michael Jordan was. Yeah, skill. So he had to skill up.
Right.
He had to be more skilled and more technical than Jordan could have ever been because Jordan didn't need to. When Jordan got 40, Jordan still had a 42-inch vertical.
So but Jordan 40, was still extremely but
at 40,
skilled.
But at 40 years old, Jordan was still more athletic than Kobe was ever.
Yeah, so
that's the so
you're
that
saying
was different.
A better
if you saying
that's why at 40 he can average
so
20.
You're saying Zion the best player ever then.
No, I'm just saying when you take these guys' attributes, you say, all right, we're going to break everything down. Kobe's engine just wasn't high. It couldn't get here. So now the fact that Jordan was skilled, Jordan could play the game. Kobe can get there. It's like Venus Williams and Serena. Venus is way more technical and way more skilled than Venus, but Venus is so much stronger and gifted and stronger powerful that she just weighs and weighs and weighs on on what Venus Ability can possibly do. So she can, she don't have to be as technical because she's just powerful, stronger. You know, but when you say who's the best by skill-wise, Venus is a more skilled tennis player than Serena is. But Serena's way better because she just can't. Like, if them two played one-on-one, Jordan would beat Kobe every single time.
I'm not going there.
Also, no, Kobe patterned that. His game after Jordan.
It don't matter.
They're just two. It was just two different. It was just two different beasts. People don't understand that. They were just two different beasts of players. Mm-hmm. Like Kobe. Kobe is a Mayweather. They were machine. They were machine like people who took normal ability and turned it into extreme greatness. Instead of being say, oh, he's Muhammad Ali, and that Muhammad Ali just doing that Bo Jackson.
It was just natural.
He was gifted.
He worked for it.
Who?
You saying Kobe worked?
Kobe worked to be as great as Jordan. Jordan was given all the attributes.
It's like Jordan set the
bar. That was like if me and you playing, your attributes are way better than mine. Your arm length.
Oh, there you go, Nick.
You know what I mean? Your arm length, your jumping ability, your creativity. So for me to compete, I have to do 20 times more just to get to your level. If you do half, you're still going to keep going.
But still.
But that's what I said. Like I can't say these guys as one, two, and three because they're so different. They're just so different players. Like, I'll just say 1-1, Kobe's two behind Jordan in that category.
It's funny.
LeBron has his own category. Magic Johnson's in that category. Right.
Like, why rank them?
Because I
just all good. Appreciate they're all good, right? Why do we have to rank everybody?
Because that's what we do.
I think I hate the fact that y'all seem like nobody could ever be better than Jordan.
I feel that too. But that's why I say that in his category, he's one. Kobe was the closest to it. When it comes to overall game, LeBron is that. Now when you say, well, who's the best who's ever played? LeBron, Wilt, those guys.
But Jordan never lost either of them.
LeBron,
he didn't play nobody, though, to me.
It ain't about who he played. It's like his teams. Yeah, he did. His teams were his teams was better. Like people don't understand. Like Jordan's teams were great teams.
He
like
was playing against Mark Price, that was his number two.
But I'm just saying the teams Hart. Was great. Like LeBron was on the Cavs. Jordan was Golden State. That's who they were.
The second time. When they had Rodman and Pippen and Kukoc. Yeah, Rodman, the first Pippen. Time, I mean, they were all.
But you still had Pippen. Yet. Like when, like people say, well, you know, when Jordan left and came back. When Jordan left, the Bulls were still number two in the fucking Eastern Conference.
I think that's what it is.
They were so still number good. Two. You say there was no way fucking Cleveland was going to be number. Cleveland wasn't going to be number 12 in the Eastern Conference. So that shows you how bad that team was. Yeah. You know, so the fact that we're laughing because the guy's losing, well, look at that fucking teams he's having. He has some shit players.
Yeah. But Jordan had some shit players before when they lost to Boston, like 80s. Yeah, and that's why he was losing. And they would get all the way to Detroit, and Detroit was that much better.
So and I hate the fact, you know, I hate the fact that when people say, oh, Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic, they didn't have to leave. Yeah, they were in prime cities, motherfuckers. I wouldn't have left either. I wouldn't have left either. You think if LeBron was in L.A. the first time, you think he would have left? Hell no. Because everybody, Magic, everybody wants to come here. Jordan, everybody wanted to come to Chicago. I mean, you're talking about Ron Harper averaged 21 and sacrificed 21 points a game to come play with Jordan to average three. To win a championship. That's what people do for those three cities. Nobody doing that for Cleveland.
Nah, he couldn't get
it. You ain't telling me. I don't. The love got there on a trade.
That's why Tristan out there is tripping.
But that's what I said. Love got there on a trade. It's not like he said, all right, look, I'm sacrificing. I'm going to come on down there. I'm going to sacrifice my 24-12 to come on down to Cleveland to average 16-8. No, he wasn't doing that.
He got like Channing Frye.
You're going to get bottom feeding, you know, guys who's Kyle willing Kohlberg. To come there or over the hill guys who's willing to come there for free agents. But you wasn't going to get no big free agents.
They had a team with Kyrie, though. If Kyrie would have never got hurt, I think it would have been different the first season.
They would have won. They would have hurt too. They would have probably won that. The first one, they would have probably won. At the end of the day, that shit would have probably ended up the same 2-1.
The other way, though, to me, I think.
Because you wouldn't have thought Cleveland would won the next year.
Yeah, Cleveland.
When they were 7-3 and 9. Yeah, so it's kind of like they
it is. I mean, but that's what I said. It's not like if he had Katie and Clay and Draymond. We'll be like, man, that shit ain't even fair, man. He only winning 10 championships because he got two other people with him. You know? Shit, Jordan had my fucking Pippen and Robin with him. All first teamers. Like, there's 5 spots on all defense. Yeah. First team. 3 of them came for the motherfucking Bulls. And Ron Harper was just as great at defense. So you're talking about 3 dudes on the same team that's all NBA defense. What? Come on, that was no fucking sorry ass team right there.
But then they didn't play nobody though. To me, name one team they played. Well, I like the Seattle because Seattle was nice.
Yeah,
I mean, you got back then. They
even
didn't
Utah too.
But
they
to
were,
me, I don't know whose stats I hate. That's like considered the greatest point guard is John Stockton.
Why you hate his stats?
Because I don't. Like, to me, I don't think he's a top 5 best point guards.
But everyone tells you that dude is so tough and he knew how
to. We got to remember, when we talk about point guards, we have to talk about that era of point guards. Like, when people say, yo, what's your top 5? You remember when I said it, when I said Steph ain't a top 5 point guard? Because the era I come from, we were hybriding. You know, so.
Combo guard.
Yeah, we were combo guard. Like, if I played against Steve Nash and John, I'd bust they motherfucking ass, yeah. You know, because I'm a scorer. So my mentality of scoring, trying to score 40 on this guy that's only going to take 10 shots, that's not fair. You know, so when you talk about top 5 point guards, you know, you're talking about, you know, the Mark Jacksons. And I seen somebody who had 20.
I think Stockton's better than Mark Jackson.
When I seen somebody who had 24 assists and 0 points. You can only do that.
Scott Skiles?
Nah, but you can Scott Skiles. Yeah. Those are point guards. So now, when you talk about the Currys and you know the Westbrooks, it's unfair to those older guys for these young guys to be put in the same category, because
couldn't because Alonzo you got to remember, that?
Huh?
Yeah. So
Alonzo's a peer point guard. Mm.
So why you can't do that? Why are you talking down on Alonzo when he?
I'm just saying because. Alonzo's pure point guard is like, because I see his flaw and I see what he can't do and why he can never average 12 assists.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't create. He's not like Rondo. He's not getting in there. You help, I make an easy pass. He's just doing this. And he's that way of playing, you're not going to be a consistent guy who can be like 12, 13, because to average 12 assists, you have to do stuff. It's not just, I'm just going to pass it around 100 times and going to, no, you have to do something for that. You got to get in, you got to really be playing basketball to really get those type of assists.
I think he could do something because you're not just going to get to the lead and not do nothing.
It happens. I
mean, he's a good salesman. His dad was a great.
But like, that's
salesman.
Look at. Great salesman. But look at Zoe and look at Rondo. Right, they're both pass first point guards, but one looks 10 times better at it because that's what Rondo does. I'm gonna create, probe, get in the lane. You're gonna help. I'm gonna make these. Like if you look at Steve Nash highlights, half the time he made a pass, he was in the paint. Making these passes. Zoe don't get past the free throw. Right. I mean, the 3-point line.
Guys like Rondo or I was looking at Andre Miller the other day. Guys like that, they don't give up their dribble.
Yeah, they don't get injured. They stay in that lane. They're making you commit. Like these guys, like they couldn't shoot the.
If you're in the lane now, you just got to shoot it.
For guys who couldn't shoot the ball, why would anybody ever be open?
What about Ben Simmons?
But he don't attack.
Ben Simmons do attack.
But that's what I'm saying. He don't attack enough. I think he's so into the, okay, you're going to sit in the lane. I'm going to pat. Like, if you're going to sit in the lane, I'm going to drive all the way to you. All right, what are you going to do now? You're going to back up and I'm going to dunk? or are you gonna stop me now? He don't know that yet.
Well, he'll post you up now.
Yeah.
Like he'll post you up, but when people sag off of him, he's still gonna shoot that jumper. Hmm. Like
that's because he doesn't understand
that if they back up, eat that space up, and see what they do after that. Yeah. That's what Rondo was good at. Like I remember when we played him. It's like, yo, we're going to sit in a lane. And it's like, nah. Yeah. Don't sit in a lane on him because he's going to come and drive to the lane. Yeah. And then now he's in the paint, and now that's where we don't want Rondo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to just play regular defense on him, keep his ass out of the paint. So now our job was to keep Rondo from driving. And so now we got to play defense on him instead of sitting at the free throw line trying to clog the lane up.
I remember his bust y'all. Hey, but look though.